Welcome to the Conscious Millionaire Show, episode number 1536.
This is Lynn Brody, and on today's show, I'll reveal how you can use intuition to solve world problems.
Welcome to Conscious Millionaire, the number one show for the conscious entrepreneur who wants to make your first million. Join JV on each episode as he interviews a millionaire entrepreneur or world-class expert. You're listening to the Conscious Millionaire Network, named in Inc. magazine as one of the top business podcasts and heard by 12 million listeners in 190 countries. Now, join your host, JV Crum III, mindset and strategy expert, serial entrepreneur, and author of the number one international bestseller, Conscious Millionaire, Grow Your Business by Making a Difference.
This is JV Crum III, and a big thanks for being a listener. Now, I need your help. You see, we're planning season 6, and after 5 years and 2,000 episodes, I want to know what topics do you want me to cover and which guests do you want me to interview? So right now, if you'll take just a few moments to complete a survey, you'll be entered to win a $1,500 Become a Millionaire coaching session with me. Enter to win by going to consciousmillionaire.com/podcast survey. Again, go now to consciousmillionaire.com/podcast survey. Hello, this is JV Crum III. I'm the host, and I've got an amazingly exciting and interesting guest today. She is a strategic visionary and intuitive, and we're going to discuss how, as a small business owner, you can solve world problems. Now, help me welcome our featured guest. She's a world-renowned strategic visionary, business intuitive, who unlocks your full brain access in as little as 60 minutes and without mind-altering drugs. Her proprietary process activates personal flow and puts you into the zone. My guest today, Lynn Brody. Lynn, welcome to the show.
Thank you. How are you today?
Well, I am fantastic, and I'm excited that you're here. You know, I have a chapter in my own book, Conscious Millionaire, on flow, and it includes intuition, and I use business intuition all the time. I teach my clients how to do that. So I know that there's an importance here, but let's get down to the basics. You might be listening and going, you know, intuition works for me, or you might go, I'm not really sure about intuition in business. So what's the practical value of people using their intuition in their business to make decisions?
The practical value of using your intuition is because your intuition is like your inner GPS unit. Without following it, you stray and you go usually down the round, down a different path that doesn't always maybe turn out so well. So think about times when your intuition was telling you to do one thing and you're like, oh no, I gotta just, that's silly. And you decide to do something else, it usually doesn't turn out as well.
Well, I have found that to be true as well. You know, we hear a lot today about getting in your genius zone. How does genius zone and intuition and flow all fit together?
Your genius zone are your special gifts, really, of why you're here and what it is that only you can do in the way that you do it that helps out mankind. And, you know, you may not know exactly what they are because it's so easy for you to do. You really just don't think about it. And a lot of clients will ask me about that. And I say, well, it's something you've been doing since you were a child. And it comes so easily to you that you don't really even pay attention to it. But if you ask anyone that's known you for any period of time, even if you still have childhood friends, or who are you the go-to person for whenever they have this certain issue come up or a challenge that they're trying to solve, they'll know right away. And that is your genius zone.
Well, I know one of your genius zones is that you help corporations solve world problems. And you go in and you work with the teams, the CEOs, the executives, and you figure out what are these world problems and how can the business solve it. I'm curious because we're here helping people get to their first million and then take that first million and scale it to 2, 3, 4, 5 million or more. How can small business entrepreneurs build their businesses that are highly profitable and around solving world problems?
It's by offering and staying within your genius zone, because that's why you're here. And when you recognize it and acknowledge it within yourself, so do others. Because people take their cue from you. So if you don't think it's important, they won't either.
So can you give us an example? Because I'm following you, but I'm mm-hmm. thinking, if you're listening, you're probably going, okay, how do I do that?
I can give you an example. So I can give you my own example of my own growth. I was in corporate America for a couple of decades. Three, I wanted to say two. But I don't know if that's
but they were short decades, and amazingly, you only aged 10 years during those 3 decades, right?
Right. They were very short 3 decades. They just felt like 6.
Right.
But, you know, so I developed all these business skills. But my degree is in psychology, and that was really too intense. Really, you know, when you first get out of college to be dealing with something like that. But I was always good at using my intuition at work. I'd be in board meetings, I'd be listening in team meetings, and people would be trying to figure out a challenge and a problem. I'm thinking, oh, geez, just get there already, you know?
Enough.
And so, right, exactly. So when you tap into that and you know and you follow that and you follow that knowing, you get to the answer of what it is that you want. Now, you know, that was great in the business side of things. And then I left and I went back to school for coaching and I got, you know, my International Coach Federation. I'm a credentialed coach. And then I started using just that. Not with the business part. I wasn't acknowledging all the segments of myself to pull it all together. And when you acknowledge all the parts of yourself to pull it all together, it becomes very natural to you and it becomes very natural and needed for others, because others are just waiting for you. They're waiting for you to understand and acknowledge who you are. So it's, you know, and so exponentially, my business grew once I started pulling everything together. It was someone I was talking to, they had said to me, "You're a constellation of all the right things intersecting." And I thought, "Oh, that's nice. Can I use that?" That's a very nice description, because they're like, mostly people are either business people or they're coaches or they do the intuitive part of things. But I was meant to pull it all together and bring all of those things together to help people. And I choose to blend it together to help companies and businesses tap into their flow zone, their inner flow and their genius zone, to help them with that so that they can create products or services that simultaneously support their clients and their employees. So everyone that's working for them, even solopreneurs, if you're, you know, because you might have 1099s that are virtual people, but they're all aligned with your purpose and they're all suiting what you do. And then I use that to help them combine all of that to solve world problems.
I'm imagining that you, and I'm talking to the person who this is for, and it's many of you probably, could be listening and going, that's what I want to believe in. That's really what I want to do. And I got to put some money in the bank because I just have to pay the mortgage. I have to pay some bills, right? And I can hear some people having conflict over how do I just, I got to pay the bills. And then there's this glorious idea of solving world problems and living with your genius, and that you're going to get to build this business. And it sounds wonderful, but sometimes I think people have difficulty doing the gap between I got to have money and I really want to be doing that. And there's somewhere in there something about trust. What would be mm-hmm. your advice to that person who's right now grappling with that issue?
Okay. So you start and you do it in phases. So I'm going to use an example because a lot of people ask me, well, what is a product or service that serves clients and simultaneously solves world problems? Now, they're not my client, but it's one that most people know, and it's Tom's Shoes. Tom's Shoes sells shoes, but for every pair of shoes that you buy, they give a pair to the barefoot of the world. So they're solving a problem. And I'm not quite sure exactly of the story in coming up, but they probably just sold shoes at first. So that's what I'm saying. When you do it in steps, look at what it is that you do and what it is that you want to do, and that pays bills. But is there some way with what you already do that you can look to offer that in a way that solves a world problem? You do it in a phased approach.
Well, What I like about what you're saying is that I love the part about solving world problems and taking phases to do it. So Is it that maybe somebody has the vision, or is it that the vision itself can unfold more? Start with what you intuitively think is a reason you're on the planet and that will genuinely help your clients or customers. Is that a good starting place?
It is. And I think that the phases are continually unfolding and flowing. As what I had talked about me as the example earlier, the business part, and then went to coaching school, was doing coaching, and then blending together with my intuitive part of helping people. And the intuitive part was always there. I just was overlooking it in being valuable because everyone doesn't know how to tap into that part. But, I put it together in phases. First, it was just the business. Then it was just the coaching. Then it was like, the business coaching part together, and then bringing in the last piece of using my intuition in helping people move forward.
I feel like we ought to go back, and that we didn't quite finish the answer because I think we went in some new directions. The person who maybe is having a hard time going, I got to put money in the bank. I really want this grander journey where I'm doing something that feels like I'm in my genius, and they don't know how to trust completely. And you started breaking it down. We'll do it in steps, but how do they get from the, I got to make money, to I get to do it by using my genius versus I just have to go out there and find a way to make money?
Mm-hmm. First, because you have to live, you do what you have to do to make the money.
Okay.
And in bringing that part forth. But when you're bringing that part forth, you can be thinking of, because this is the part people don't think about, is what is it that you love to do that you couple together with what it is that you love to do? And then you bring that part into it. Like, I also offer retreats because I like to travel, so it's one of my services that I offer, intercultural flow retreats,
Right.
So think,
this year we're going to Tahiti.
This year, right? So little by little, you introduce more things in, just like you're introducing, or you might offer another product, or you might offer another service. You're layering on top of your initial product or service that you're using your bread and butter, so to speak, to make, right, to pay the bills. You're layering more on top of that, of value add.
I love that. And I think that was a really complete answer. And I just felt it wasn't complete. And that really, I think, gave us what we needed. We're here with Lynn Brody. She is a strategic visionary and intuitive. She helps corporations using her intuition and insights and working with teams and CEOs figure out how they can build their business by solving world problems. If you have reached six figures and the problem you want to solve right now in your business is how to get to your first million, or maybe you've gotten to the first million and you're saying, I want to scale up, I want to have a bigger vision, I'd love to hear from you. These are the kind of people that I work with privately. And here's my cell phone. Just send me a text. Tell me about your business, who you are, and I will get back with you. It's 303-641-0401. Again, that's 303-641-0401. And now we'll be right back. Do you have an established business, but your profits aren't what you'd like them to be? You may have money slipping through the cracks, money you could be putting in your bank, profits you could be sending to your bottom line. If you want to increase your profits, I want to tell you about our friends at Cogent Analytics. They have a four-pillar profit platform that can identify your opportunities to increase your profits. And as a listener to Conscious Millionaire, you qualify for a special offer on their discovery analysis. That's right. Discover the exact changes that can put your business on the path to increase profits. Go now to cogentanalytics.com/discovery. Again, go now to cogentanalytics.com/discovery or call 833-4-MY-PROFIT. Again, that's 833 and then the number 4, my profit. Welcome back. I'm your host, J.V. Crum III. I'm here with Lynn Brody, who is a strategic visionary and intuitive. We've been discussing how you can use intuition in your business to solve world problems. And now it's time for the 24-hour challenge. Lynn, I'm going to turn it over to you. What is the challenge you have for everyone who is listening today?
Okay. Well, I would say to think about and to come up with and create one idea that you can offer in a product or service that simultaneously supports your clients, employees, or any virtual staff that you have in being aligned and will solve a world problem.
I love that. And in fact, I'd love to hear from you. And if you want to text me, just go ahead and text me at 303-641-0401. Tell me, what is that world problem that you want to solve? And what's your idea for a product or a service? I especially want to reach out today and thank everybody who is listening from San Diego, New York City, and London. Thank you so much for being fans and friends of Conscious Millionaire. I love that you're there. And I got to tell you, I love all three of those cities. So thank you so much for being a listener. And now it's time for the Conscious Millionaire questions. You know, Lynn, you've had a long and varied experience in the business world and as an entrepreneur. What are three secrets that you've learned about growing a business and being an entrepreneur?
I would say that first and foremost, when you go into business for yourself, any of your emotional baggage and stuff, as we call it, is going to rise to the surface like crazy.
Yeah. You're looking in a mirror.
Yeah, exactly. No matter how much personal development work you've done on yourself, it is still going to come up about self-worth and why would people want to, you know, be clients of mine or buy from me. Or any of that kind of stuff. So be prepared for that and continue to always work on that and trust in yourself. The second thing I would say is to do what I call stay in your swim lane, which is your lane and your genius zone. Do not vary off the path. I actually learned that from a vice president that I worked for. He's like, stay in your swim lane because, the company offered a lot of different products and services of people I was going to be working with as teammates and partners. He's like, stay in your swim lane or you'll never get to the other side of the pool. You know, you're just like all over the place.
Stay, right. I love that.
It's your focus zone. It's your focus zone of what you talk about in your book. And the third thing is, how relationships and connections are extremely valuable. in helping you branch out and helping you, you know, kind of spread the word about what it is that you offer. And sometimes you might partner with those people also in offerings or with clients, but also know that those relationships may change along the way based on your development and your growth, both as a person, as you evolve in your business and who you are, and as your business grows and evolves.
What's a book that you'd like to recommend for entrepreneurs?
I would like to recommend The Soul of Money, which is by Lynn Twist.
Yeah, she's wonderful. I've met her, and she does
me
such,
as well.
Yeah, does such good work in the rainforest. So, you know, she's mm-hmm. definitely an amazing person. I want to remind you that we're going to have all the answers to these questions, the link to the book, on the show notes at ConsciousMillionaireShow.com. Just scroll down until you see the title of today's show, How to Use Intuition to Solve World Problems. Lynn, you know, in my book, Conscious Millionaire, Grow Your Business by Making a Difference, I focus on the new path for making your first million. And it actually doesn't start out with the focus on money. It starts out with figuring, as you've talked about, your impact you want to make. You know, what is your genius that you're here to deliver to the world? And then you got to complete that by asking, how does the world, how does your client want to receive that? You got to figure out how they want that impact. That's where all the big profits actually come from. What's the positive impact you're always focused on making with your customers?
Oh, the positive impact, aside from the invention of products and services to simultaneously support and serve their clients, employees, and solve world problems, is in team dynamics. The interconnected flow of energy between teams to take the politics out of teams to be able to deliver to market sooner.
You know, I'm curious, why is the world better off because your business exists?
I would say it's because businesses are uniquely positioned to solve world problems in their scale, in their size, in their scope, in their geographic diversity. But they haven't always used that ability and that platform in that way before. But they're learning more and more to change their culture to a conscious culture, a conscious capitalism, and the power of being able to do that. And that's what I help them do.
You know, you're listening today, and as I say, there are no accidents. This is the information you need to get to your first million, or take that first million and multiply it. You know, if you're hearing a lot from Lynn and saying, you know, I'd really like to connect with her. Lynn, what's the best way for people to reach out and connect with you?
You can go to my website at lynnbrodie.com. It's L-Y-N-N-E, Brodie, B-R-O-D-I-E.com. And all of my reach information is on there.
And we'll also have all the social media ways you can connect with Lynn. So like I say, if you're driving, pushing the baby carriage, or at the gym, and you can't take notes right now, just go to ConsciousMillionaireShow.com, scroll down to the title of today's show, How to Use Intuition to Solve World Problems. And on the show notes, we'll have all the ways to get connected with Lynn Brodie. Well, one thing is for certain, you've got new summits ahead because you are constantly expanding and constantly, to use your own words, solving world problems by what you do. What's your next summit, Lynn? And what might be a challenge or obstacle you've got to overcome to get to the new mountaintop?
Uh-huh. Well, I am looking to work with the United Nations and world leaders larger scale entrepreneurs. I do work with small entrepreneurs as well, but larger scale entrepreneurs with mass to be able to affect more people, to serve more people, to help more people, so that they to be able to reach larger platforms. And so the the challenge always is in getting more people to know about me and what it is that I do.
Well, we hope that being on Conscious Millionaire will get you out to a lot more people. I know that it will. And I know you've got a fabulous message and a great mission. And so that's why I wanted you on the show. I think you bring such a unique value to the world in the work that you're doing. When you move forward and, God, it's 200 or 300 years from now and you say, okay, enough for this lifetime, what's the legacy that you want to leave?
That people know and have come to realize that they're born with all the answers inside of them and that their progression through life is constantly moving toward that. And if they can tap into their flow zone, their focus zone, and that is where everything lies. You take what you learn from others and you combine it with what is inside of you and all of your answers inside of you.
What's a cause that you'd like to give a shout out to?
Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah, Habitat for Humanity is fabulous. And we'll have a link to that on the show notes at ConsciousMillionaireShow.com. I want to thank you again for showing up, not for me and not for Lynn, but for yourself. Because every time you come and listen to Conscious Millionaire, you're showing up, you're taking your consciousness to a new level, you're reaching new heights inside, and you're getting ideas about what are the next steps you can take to get to your first million, make a bigger impact with your life, and have that fulfillment and financial freedom that I know you want. I look forward to connecting with you on the next Conscious Millionaire. And Lynn, thank you so much for being our featured guest today.
Thank you. I so appreciate the invitation and being able to help any of your listeners. I hope I have helped them in some small way.
Thanks for listening to Conscious Millionaire Media Podcast Radio Network. The host, producer, and owner of the show, distributors, and broadcast media make no claims that the strategies and information discussed in the show will result in profits and may result in losses. The opinions and advice from the host guests do not necessarily represent those of the owner, staff, management, or broadcasters of the show. No legal, accounting, or financial or health advice is made in the show. You're advised to seek counsel on matters related to your business, financial investments, or other legal matters from licensed advisors. Always consult your physician or licensed health advisor prior to making any changes in your diet, exercise program, and implementing any health strategies or information discussed on the shows. Not all information provided may be suitable for your situation. As always, take full responsibility for the decisions and actions you take, including the responses that they create in your health.